Is doctrine really important? I was recently asked by a woman, why do you emphasize doctrine? As if to suggest teaching doctrine is wrong or biblically condemned. The truth of the matter is doctrine is very, very important and is the cornerstone of true Christianity. Many people have been taught by self-proclaimed ministers that doctrine should not be taught and one's focus should only be on Christ. But in 2 John chapter 1 verses 9 through 11, God informs us that the man or woman who does not have the doctrine that God taught does not have the Father or the Son. Doctrine is so important in the eyes of God that he says if you don't have his doctrine, the doctrine that Christ taught, that God gave to Christ to teach, you don't have God or Christ. So based on that clear instruction, who are we to believe? Are we to believe men who have reduced the relevance of doctrine to insignificance, separate from what the Bible teaches? But if we are to believe God and what his word teaches, there is no way to get around the importance of doctrine and its place as the cornerstone of true Christianity. Without true Bible-based doctrine, there is no such thing as true Christianity. Without doctrine, true Christianity does not exist, because true Christianity is founded, established, and created based on the doctrines of God. God's word teaches us that without the right doctrine, God's doctrine, you don't have God or Christ, and you are worshiping Christ in vain. Let's examine scripture to get a clear picture of the importance of true Bible-based doctrine, God's doctrine. Let's begin by going to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2, as it states here, "For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." And it becomes quite apparent immediately that true doctrine or good doctrine is based on the commandments of God. And as we proceed, that will become more clear to you that God's doctrine is based on the keeping of his commandments, which emphasize the not to lie, not to steal, not to bear false witness against your neighbor, not to commit fornication or adultery, to honor thy father and thy mother, to keep his Sabbaths holy, which is from sunset Saturday to sunset Friday to sunset Saturday is God's Sabbath, not Sunday, as is taught by many self-proclaimed ministers today. And the fact that we keep that particular day holy is of extreme importance to God, and it's something that he has commanded all of his servants throughout history, from Genesis to Revelation, powerfully emphasizing the importance of honoring the Sabbath. It is something that God takes very, very seriously, and for an individual to disregard God's true Sabbath day and replace that with something that God did not ordain as his Sabbath is extremely offensive to God, and God views it as nothing but an affront to him, his commandments, and his word, and his authority. Make no mistake about that. But as we proceed, you will see clearly that doctrine is of extreme importance in the eyes of God. And the individual, man or woman, who does not have God's doctrine, the doctrine that God gave to Christ to teach, that man or woman does not have Christ or God. Doctrine is the cornerstone of true Christianity. Without true Bible-based doctrine, there is no such thing as true Christianity. It is as simple as that, and we are commanded throughout God's word to acknowledge and follow his doctrines and not the doctrines and teachings of men. And let's continue, if you'll follow me, to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. As it states here, whom shall ye teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Emphasis on doctrine once again. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Emphasis on doctrine throughout the word of God, and that will become clear to you as we proceed the absolute importance and necessity of following God's doctrines. And the reason that is so important in the eyes of God, because when you don't, you have all forms of religious beliefs and practices that pop up separate from what God teaches. So God is so adamant and informing us of the importance of following his doctrines because of that. Because with that separate from God's doctrines, when you don't follow God as he instructs you to follow him, all types of different forms of religion and religious practices and beliefs pop up. And you see that today. And a number of these churches and so many religious practices, whether it's Buddhism, Hinduism, Catholicism, new forms of different New Age teachings that are completely separate from what the Bible teaches. This is the end result of disobeying God's instructions in terms of following what he instructs us to follow, the doctrines that he instructs us to follow and to acknowledge. Now let's continue. If you'll follow me to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 24. Again, it's Isaiah chapter 29, verse 24. As it states here, they also that erred in the spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. And that is yet future. So God is emphasizing the time is coming and the world to come when Christ establishes his government, that those that erred in the spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmur shall learn doctrine. All right, God's coming government is going to be established on his doctrines, and that doctrine is centered around and based on the keeping of the commandments and the word of God as a whole. And as we proceed, that will become evident and clear to you as the Bible interprets itself, confirms itself, and justifies itself over and over and over again. Let's continue, if you'll follow me, to Matthew chapter 7, verse 28. That's Matthew chapter 7, verse 28. As it states here, and it came to pass when Jesus had... And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. At that time, Christ was teaching something separate from what the Pharisees and the scribes were teaching. The Pharisees and the scribes had essentially the doctrine that they were teaching was a watered down doctrine that was primarily based on the teachings and commandments and doctrines of man. That was the primary focus as opposed to the commandments of God in Christ. And so Christ's emphasis was primarily that the focus should be primarily on keeping the commandments over and over again. And if you want more information on that, you can go to the site www.thetruthplainandsimple. That's A-N, not A-N-D. That's www.thetruthplainandsimple.info. And listen to the audio entitled "The Commandments," where the commandments, the law done away with, and I go into more detail about that. My focus right now within this particular audio is just on doctrine itself and how the Bible instructs us to be focused on the doctrine that God's doctrine, the doctrine that he gave Christ to teach. And as again, as the Bible interprets itself and confirms itself over and over again. But as it states again in Isaiah 29:24, they also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine, God's doctrine. And that is yet future. That is in the world to come when Christ establishes his government here on earth. Every man, woman, and child will be required to live by the commandments and the word of God as a whole. The holy days, the Sabbath, honoring the Sabbath, all that will be a part of that doctrine. That is actually is what is going to result in the changing of man's thinking and the changing of his heart. And that is going to be the primary contributing factor to establishing world peace forever. Make no mistake about that. A world peace will be centered around and based on God's doctrines. Those doctrines which are centered on and based on the keeping of the commandments and the word of God as a whole. Make no mistake about that. And again, in Matthew 7:28, once again it states, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, because he was teaching something separate and different from what the Pharisees and the scribes were teaching. The doctrines of man, those particular doctrines had watered down the commandments. Ordinances is what the Bible refers to them as. And Christ would emphasize over and over again that you worship him in vain. You worship him in vain because you teach for doctrines the commandments of man. Now let's continue to Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 through 9. As it states here, that this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Christ goes on to say, but in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of man. Christ is emphasizing once again that you're worshiping him in vain. So it's absolutely possible to worship Christ and God in vain when you don't follow the doctrine that they've outlined. It is clearly outlined in the word of God, and it will become even more apparent and evident as we proceed. Now let's continue, if you'll follow me, to Matthew chapter 16, verse 12. Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So Christ had basically told his disciples to beware of the leaven of bread of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but they didn't fully grasp what he was talking about. But what Christ was talking about, he was informing them to beware of their doctrine, the doctrine that they teach, which was a doctrine that had watered down the commandments of God and had essentially replaced the commandments of God with the ordinances of man. It was so many things added to the commandments that they essentially just drowned out the commandments. And they were at the point where they were just following the doctrines of man. And this is what Christ is informing, and this is what he instructed them, and this is what he's emphasizing throughout Scripture. And let's continue, if you'll follow me, to Mark chapter 4, verse 2. As it states here, and he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine. Again, emphasis on doctrine. So Christ, again, had taught them many things in parables, and he said unto them in his doctrine. Let's continue. Emphasis on doctrine, once again. Now let's continue, if you'll follow me, to Mark chapter 7, verse 7 through 9. As Christ states here, how being in vain do they worship me? Once again, Christ is emphasizing that you're worshiping him in vain. So it's possible to worship Christ, to waste your time worshiping Christ, if you're not following the doctrine that Christ emphasize that he taught. If you're following any other doctrine, you're worshiping Christ in vain. That is clearly outlined in the word of God. Now let's continue. How being in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of man? For laying aside the commandments of God, ye hold the tradition of man, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. So Christ is informing them, and when he mentions here, for laying aside the commandments of God, ye hold the tradition of man as the washing of pots. Again, that's emphasizing the ordinances that were added. And there were just so many, and that's what Christ goes on to say, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. You're rejecting God's commandments, but you're following the ordinances, doctrines and traditions of man, and that is completely unacceptable to God. That won't fly with God. Christ focuses keeping those commandments and the word of God as a whole, with emphasis on the Sabbaths and the holy days. That is God's doctrine, and that is confirmed throughout the Bible. Let's continue. He goes on to say, and then Mark chapter 11, verse 18, Mark 11, verse 18, and the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. They wanted to kill Christ, for they feared him because all the people was astonished at Christ's doctrine. All right, so it is obvious here that Christ was teaching something contrary to what they were teaching. And the scribes, Christ was teaching them, emphasizing obedience to the commandments and the word of God as a whole, whereas they were primarily promoting the ordinances and teachings and doctrines and commandments of man. And Christ's primary message was get your focus off on all those unnecessary ordinances. Touch not, taste not, these things. Get your focus off of that and be focused on the commandments of God, period. Don't be concerned about the ordinances of man. You know, the Bible goes on in Titus, if I'm not mistaken, where Christ emphasized, Timothy or Titus, where Christ emphasizes that the individual who follows those teachings and those doctrines, those doctrines of man, those commandments, the commandments of man, is a heretic. And those particular individuals are really on their way to being destroyed, you know. And that is something that is powerfully emphasized throughout the Word of God as well. As of man, you not only reject God and Christ, but you put yourself in a position to be judged harshly and punished and possibly condemned to the lake of fire because of the gross rank hypocrisy that false doctrine teaches, cultivate, and produces. Again, which emphasizes grace by faith. That's the primary focus of it, you know. But they don't teach you, and they say, well, you're under grace, you know, you can do whatever you want because God graced you under grace. But the Bible tells us in Jude 1:4, there's only one chapter in Jude, so I could just say Jude verse 4, that the individual, the Bible says that many wicked men have come in and turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. And that the end fate of those wicked individuals is destruction. And that is what you see now. You know, these false ministers telling you that you're under grace and you can basically do what you want to do. And that is why you have so much gross rank hypocrisy and behavior that is completely contrary to what the Bible teaches. Completely contrary to what the Bible teaches. Again, read Luke one more time. Luke chapter 4, verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. All right, we're in Luke now. Luke chapter 4, verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Christ was emphasizing the absolute importance of keeping God's commandments and following the word of God as a whole. That is what Christ taught. That is what his message was. And it was all that doctrine was centered around keeping the commandments and the word of God as a whole. That is what the doctrines of God and Christ are established on. That is what Christianity, true Christianity, is established on. Keeping the commandments and the word of God as a whole. Now let's continue. If you'll follow me to John chapter 7, verse 16. And Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. So Christ is emphasizing that this doctrine that I'm teaching you didn't come from me. It came from the one that sent me, my Father, God. This is God's doctrine, and this is what I'm teaching you. All right? So, you know, you have some people say, well, God's doctrine is not Christ's doctrine, and Christ's doctrine is not God's doctrine. That is not what the Bible teaches us. Here it is plainly and clearly outlined that the doctrine that Christ taught came from God. Christ is powerfully and clearly emphasizing that. Let's go over that one more time. John chapter 7, verse 16. And Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. Christ saying, this is not my doctrine, but it is his doctrine in the sense that he follows and is in complete subjection to the will and authority of God. But what he's saying is that I've been instructed to teach you this doctrine from God himself. So this is God's doctrine. And the fact that it is God's doctrine, it is my doctrine, is what Christ is emphasizing. Make no mistake about that. That will become more clear and apparent as we proceed. Let's continue to Romans chapter 6, verse 17. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine, emphasis on doctrine once again, that form of doctrine which is delivered, which was delivered to you. And that doctrine, once again, with this emphasis on the keeping of the commandments and the word of God as a whole. And if you want more information on that, go to www.thetruthplainandsimple.info go to the audios tab at the top of the site, and you can download and listen to the audio entitled The Commandments, the Law, Were They Done Away With? And I go into more detail about that as Christ confirms that informs us the absolute necessity and importance of keeping His commandments and the Word of God as whole. Now let's continue. If you'll follow me to Romans chapter 16, verse 17 through 18. That's Romans 16, verse 17 through 18. As it states here, "Now I beseech ye, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine." Doctrine, once again, emphasis on doctrine. "The doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not the Lord Jesus Christ," our Lord Jesus Christ, "but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." And that's what you see now, a number of these false ministers. And what Paul was informing the brethren at that time is to mark them which cause divisions and offenses, because there were false prophets and false teachers creeping into the body into the church, and they were teaching doctrines that were not consistent with what Christ had taught. So Paul is informing him. He says, "I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned." And he says, "Avoid them." He says, "For these individuals don't serve the Lord Jesus Christ. They only serve their own bellies, and by good words and fair speeches they deceive the hearts of the simple or the ignorant." And that is the case now with these false doctrines which emphasize grace through faith, period, without obedience to the commandments and the word of God as a whole. I'll be going into more detail in a future audio about faith and grace as well, and there the role that they play and the whole process of repentance and living righteously. All right, and grace and faith are not to be taken for granted. They're not to be abused. Grace is not to be abused, as some men suggest, some false ministers suggest. You do that, you put yourself in a position where you will be judged harshly and quite possibly condemned to the lake of fire. Make no mistake about that. But I'll be going into more detail about that. Let's go over that once again, Romans chapter 16, verse 17 through 18. He states, "Now I beseech ye, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them." He says, "Avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple or the ignorant." And let's continue. If you'll follow me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Jot these verses down for future reference if you're not able to follow along. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. As it states here, "That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine." Emphasis on doctrine once again. "By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive." Let's go over that one more time. "That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro." The context by which Paul is emphasizing this is saying that our focus should be on doctrine, so we won't be children who are tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of different doctrines, separate from what the doctrine that Christ and God emphasize and what they taught. So this is what Paul is emphasizing. Our focus should be on following the doctrine that God and Christ taught, so we won't be carried about with every wind of different strange doctrines, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now let's continue to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses down for future reference if you're not able to follow along. As it states here, "Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless," and again the commandments is what's being emphasized, "but for the lawless and disobedient." Lawlessness equates to disobedience. That's clear here. So the breaking of the commandments equates to or translates into disobedience. For the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which is committed to my trust. All right, so again, once again, doctrine is being emphasized here. Sound doctrine. And what is that sound doctrine? Once again, emphasis on keeping the commandments and the word of God as a whole, which with emphasis on the weekly Sabbaths and the annual Sabbaths, or the annual Sabbaths, which are the holy days. That is something that is clearly and powerfully outlined throughout the word of God. Excuse me. Throughout the word of God. So, once again, doctrine is what's being emphasized throughout the word of God as the Bible interprets itself, confirms itself, and justifies itself over and over again. Now let's continue to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. As it states here, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It is emphasized in here by Timothy that in the latter times some are going to depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Faith just simply means belief, your belief system. That's what faith means. You know, in this particular context, your belief system. What do you believe in? And that belief is centered around and based on, again, the keeping of the commandments and the word of God as a whole, with emphasis on the weekly Sabbaths and the annual Sabbaths. That is the doctrine that Christ taught. That is the doctrine that God gave to Christ to teach. Make no mistake about that. Again, we're emphasis on doctrine once again here. Over and over again, you see that being clearly outlined in the word of God, the importance of doctrine. Now let's continue to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. As it states here, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained, but refuse profane and old wise fables. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Doctrine, once again, emphasize over and over in the word of God the absolute importance and necessity of sound or good doctrine. And what doctrine is that? We'll be covering that here in momentarily. But if you want more information on that, more thorough explanation as to what that particular doctrine is established on, go to www.thetruthplainandsimple.info and go to the audio tabs at the top of the site, and you can download and listen to the audio entitled The Commandments, The Law, Were They Done Away With? And it just goes into more detail about that. The doctrine is established on the keeping. That is what the doctrine is centered around and established on, the keeping of the commandments and the word of God as a whole. Let us continue. That's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Take heed. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. Emphasis on doctrine once again. The doctrine of God in Christ is what he's emphasizing and what he's informing these the apostles to continue in. Start over there. As it states here, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. He's informing them that by continuing in the doctrine that God gave them, that through Christ, that they will save themselves and them that hear them. And how is that possible? Because when you follow a doctrine separate from this doctrine, it can result in condemnation when judged. Because these doctrines teach defiance and rebellion against the commandments and the word of God as a whole. And when judged, that leads to condemnation. Make no mistake about that. That is what is being emphasized by Timothy. Now let's continue to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 1. As it states here, let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. Emphasis on doctrine once again. That the name of God and his doctrine, God's doctrine, not the doctrines and teachings of men. To follow that is just simply offensive to God. Emphasized over and over and over in the world. God's doctrine. Doctrine, doctrine, doctrine. Doctrine, doctrine, doctrine. Over and over and over in the Word of God, the importance of doctrine is being emphasized. Without doctrine, you do not have true Christianity. Without true Bible-based doctrine, which is based on the keeping of the commandments and the Word of God as a whole, there is no such thing as true Christianity. Because true Christianity is based on the keeping of the commandments and the word of God as a whole, with emphasis on the weekly Sabbaths and the annual Sabbaths. That is something that is clearly outlined by the word of God. And let's continue to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. As it states here, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. All right? To the doctrine which is according to godliness. Emphasis on doctrine once again. What doctrine is that? The doctrine that God gave Christ to teach, which is the keeping of the commandments and the word of God as a whole. That is the doctrine that's being emphasized. That is what's being emphasized. Now let's continue verse 4. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself, but godliness with contentment is great gain. And it goes on to say, for we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. Emphasis again that, in relation to the false teachings that many of these false ministers teach, that, blessings or righteousness can be equated to material things. And that is just not what the Bible teaches. But it goes on to say, for we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be shall be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But once again, doctrine is being emphasized here. Doctrine, the absolute importance of doctrine. God's doctrine. Without that doctrine, you do not have the Father or the Son. And I will make that clear as we proceed. Let's continue to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. As it states here, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Emphasis on doctrine once again. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Doctrine once again. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their hearts from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And then Timothy is emphasizing, and you see that now. These individuals are being turned from sound doctrine. But after their own lust, their perverse desires, They're heaping to themselves teachers. They're, because they're looking for somebody to tell them what they want to hear. So they heap to themselves these teachers that are telling them what they want to hear, that you can have God and Christ and do anything that you want. All you have to do is have faith and believe, you know. And this is essentially what they're telling them. And it is a satanic lie and a doctrine that is completely contrary to what the Bible teaches. But, you know, that is normally what happens. You know, when you cling to a lie, you believe lies. The Bible says that the wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. You know, a wicked doer is easily deceived themselves for the most part. You know, because what it really amounts to is that the individual is so quick to believe the lie, because he wants the lie to be the truth, because it gives him some type of justification in believing that what he does is not so wrong. You know, and that's what it amounts to. You know, so they're quick to believe the lie because they want the lie to be the truth, because it makes what they do in terms of their rebellion not so wrong, or not wrong at all in their eyes. And that's what it really amounts to. But the emphasis on doctrine once again here. Now let's go over that one more time. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Emphasis on doctrine again. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables or lies. And that's what you see happening in a large part today. These individuals are being turned from the truth. They're following all types of man-made teachings and New Age teachings, because these particular doctrines and teachings tell them something. You can do basically what you want to do. You know, you can do what you want to do, but you can have God in Christ as well. And that is a satanic, soul-destroying doctrine that unfortunately is going to result in the spiritual and physical destruction of multiple millions of individuals for following that satanic lie, which is not consistent with the Word of God. You know, there's a biblical standard that needs to be adhered to before one can be viewed as righteous and justified in the eyes of God. And that standard is based on and centered around the keeping of the commandments and the Word of God as a whole, with emphasis on the weekly Sabbaths and annual Sabbaths. Make no mistake about that. That is what the doctrine is established on. That is what it's based on. That is what it is centered around. You know, doctrine simply means a belief system. The series of things that you believe and that you follow, which dictate or determine or form your particular doctrine or belief, or your belief system. And that's what it amounts to. In this particular God's doctrine, the doctrine that he gave to Christ to teach, is centered around and based on the keeping of the commandments and the Word of God as a whole, with emphasis on the weekly Sabbaths and annual Sabbaths. And of course, faith in conjunction with that. And understanding the role that grace, the proper role that grace plays in that whole picture. But faith in conjunction with that as well, absolutely. When I speak about doctrine, I'm talking about it all, not just doctrine itself. But faith in accordance with doctrine, all of it, not one or the other, you know. That's what James, it is emphasized in James, that chapter 2, verses 19, if not mistaken, 20, 22, and 24, if I'm not mistaken. You know, the man, show me the man, it just emphasizes that faith without works is dead, you know. So you can have faith, but if you don't have the works or the obedience or the belief, you don't have, it's dead for the most part. And I mean, the Bible clearly outlines that. Faith without works is dead. You can have all the faith in that you want, all the faith in the world, you know, but if it's without works, it's dead. It means nothing. So the Bible, when you begin to thoroughly study the Word of God, you begin to clearly see that it is emphasizing faith in conjunction with works, or obedience to the commandments and the Word of God as a whole. That is how you're justified in God's eyes. works, good works, good works as well. You know, doing good works, that's something that is powerfully emphasized throughout the Word of God as well. But let's continue Titus chapter 1, verse 9. Titus chapter 1, verse 9, as it states here, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. How are they convincing the gainsayers? By sound doctrine. Sound Bible-based doctrine, excuse me, which is established on the commandments, keeping the commandments and the word of God as whole. Now let's continue to Titus chapter 2, verse 7. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. And let's continue to Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, or false wash worshippers, was what Christ is emphasizing here, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. But as you see, throughout the Word of God, the absolute importance and necessity of sound doctrine, good doctrine, God's doctrine, the doctrine that God gave Christ to teach. As the Bible emphasizes in 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, if you don't have the doctrine, that doctrine, God's doctrine, you don't have the Father or the Son. And that is further confirmed in Mark chapter 7, verse 7 through 9, and throughout the Word of God, throughout the Bible. If we don't have that doctrine, we don't have the Father or the Son. Something that is part of God. Don't believe me, believe the Word of God. My name is Donald Bohannon. Thanks for listening.